Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dick Girardi is going to join us at 11:40. We're going to talk a little bit of horse racing as we get set for the Kentucky Derby. You've been to the Kentucky. I've never been. I've always covered. It's one of the Super Bowl, Kentucky Derby are like the two things that I've never had the opportunity to cover.
Is that right? Yeah. I've been lucky to be at all. I've been to all three of the Triple Crown.
Wow.
Yeah.
All three?
Yeah.
Wow.
We went to, up until, I think it was 2 years ago, we went in 2013, my lovely wife, Lori, and I, and some friends from Westlake.
As a fan? Or
as a fan.
Oh, that's even better.
It was great. Except it rained the entire
day.
The only time it didn't rain was for the 7 minutes that it took for the parade of the horses and the running of the Kentucky Derby. Otherwise, it rained sheets of rain the entire day. We had a great time, though.
Were you in the mud or were you in the stands or where were you?
We were in the stands. We had So I wasn't part of this. A good friend of ours had gotten us the tickets. We were like right in the home stretch. It couldn't have been better.
Wow.
And unfortunately, we spent most of the day underneath, you know, having a couple of adult beverages and making some bets. And,
well, you have to, especially if you're not working.
And we made the most of it. And a quick story. So we get out and the sky's finally clear. It was like, you know, you could, you know, play the angelic music. All of a sudden, the heavens open up. It's actually almost sunny, right? Mm-hmm. The horses are on the track. And they're just about to go off. And there's this family next to me. And I strike up a conversation with the guy. Turns out his grandfather and his father both worked in the stables at Churchill Downs. So they had this annual tradition of, before the race started, they would break out this, and I think only because they worked there, they were able to get this bottle of expensive bourbon down into the grandstand, right? Yeah. And they would have a family toast.
Oh.
And I'm not a real big bourbon guy.
Sure.
However, this guy offers me, he says, would you like to join our family toast? I was like,
oh, how do you say
so
no?
I couldn't. Yeah. I said, I'd be honored. And I got news for you. It was the nicest tasting. It was one of the best things I've ever tasted, I think, in my life. It was just, and especially on a day when you're like, you're soaked to the bone anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it felt really good.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a great day. And the horse that won that year was Orb, O-R-B.
Okay.
We had a wonderful time. My wife and I had a situation when we lived in New York years ago. Off-track betting was a big deal in New York, right?
Yeah.
So we would always bet on the Triple Crown races. That's the only time I really ever gamble, right?
Right.
And so anyway, we struck up a conversation and a friendship with a woman who worked at the betting window at an OTB. Long story short, she kind of helped us figure out how to like bet an exacta the right way because I really didn't know what I was doing, right?
Right.
She was the nicest lady and we would see her every year and she would say, oh, there's my favorite couple, et cetera, right? So we finally get around to asking her what her name was. Of course, it was Rose.
Of course.
Running of the Roses, right?
Sure.
So then we made it a habit for about the next 4 or 5 years while we were there, we would bring her a rose before we would make our bet. And it became like a little family thing anyway.
And then once they found out you were winning, she got fired and it wasn't good. The New York Gambling Commission was in on it.
Yeah, but the Triple Crown races are great. Yeah, and Belmont Park, if anybody ever gets a chance to go there, is fantastic. And the Preakness, while not in the necessarily the best part of Baltimore, is still quite a happening.
That's all right. So we're going to get to some more of that a little bit later, too. Brian Anderson's joined at noon, and Dan Devine at 1. All right, Tom, I really want to dig into what the Browns did last week and as we came into the weekend. And I know it's, a lot of this stuff's kind of been talked about over the week, but I want your perspective. I mean, you're there every day. You're sitting there. You've covered this team for years. What happened? I'm still sitting here trying to figure out.
Yeah.
It's not even the last night.
I mean, mostly in terms of the quarterback situation.
I just Dylan Gabriel doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I do like him, though. I will tell you, when he was talking with the reporters.
I do, too.
I'll be honest, and you know this as well. We've heard a million press conferences. We've heard a million interviews. But he did an interview with the folks at Browns Radio Network that aired here. I heard it on Saturday morning. Dan, was that live Saturday morning or was that tape from the night before?
Tape from the night before.
Okay. So it was right after he got drafted. And it was just one of those interviews that you listen to and you're like, oh my God, I like this guy. especially after watching him play against Ohio State twice this year, I was like, when they drafted him. And then I listened to
him. Tough to analyze that game though too, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I still am sitting here going, and I'm like, wow, this guy's a really, really good guy.
So I think that's part of the equation as to why they picked him, Andy, is that, you know, very mature kid, right? 66, I think, career college games, right? Played at an elite level at two of the best programs in the country, right? Oklahoma and Oregon are definitely right there. I know they like the way he threw the ball. They like his upside. I think he brings a maturity at that position that you could use out of the young guys, right? So then, you know, you take him in 94 and you feel like, okay, they're done. Now, I was of the camp that wanted them to take two quarterbacks. My two guys were...
Did you want them to take him at 33 or 36? Because I did not.
No, I didn't.
After they made the trade, I'm like, okay, our quarterback's coming next year.
I thought third or fourth and fifth round, right? So Milroe and Howard were my two preferred guys if they were going to take two.
Okay.
You got to take as many as you can. You don't have a quarterback at all right now, right? And you have nothing invested in the position when you consider what you have invested now into Pickett and Flacco. So I can see the reasoning in getting to. It's just that the Sanders, now listen, all due respect to the Browns, all due respect to Sanders, all due respect to everyone in the situation, but you're finally kind of coming out from underneath the Watson chaos. And I know some of it was self-inflicted, some of it is just circumstances, right? Injuries, et cetera. You're finally kind of emerging from that, and now you're going to take on what could be another media circus / big personality / who knows what dad's going to do down the road kind of thing. So I just didn't feel like that was a smart move necessarily in terms of where this
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Team is right now. Listen, from a business standpoint, from an entertainment standpoint, I get it. The guy is going to bring eyeballs. The guy is going to sell jerseys. Let's see if he can play.
But that's the Johnny Manziel part of it.
It is to a degree, right?
It's relevant. You're now relevant. You have the number one guy that's selling jerseys out of the draft. The most merch is coming from this guy. You're going to make some money back that way. But as Jeff would say, it's jerseys. It's not.
Well, exactly.
The money isn't through the roof.
But that said, also, it's a fifth round pick. It's low risk, right? So if he pans out and he becomes what a lot of people had him charted to be, which was potentially the number one or number two overall pick, then you got to steal. And maybe you got it right. So we'll see.
Do you think they were taken aback when Milroe got taken by Seattle? Because I didn't see that coming either. I'm like, they got Sam Darnold, and now all of a sudden they're taking Milroe. And
yeah,
are they going with this?
Remind me where that was again.
That was right before they took Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, okay.
So they kind of jumped in there.
In the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a second, because everything we had heard was, oh, Browns, Milroe, Browns. Although, we had heard a lot of Gabriel stuff, though, too, yep, right?
Definitely. Yeah, I had heard that.
So that, I wasn't totally surprised by the fact, but then when they came back and took Shador, and then the video went out, and I'm going to be honest, I'm going to back the guys that were in the room on that. One, none of those guys had a phone in their hand.
Kevin and Andrew?
Yeah, and Jimmy.
And Jimmy, and I think Kevin pointed this out. That's out of sync. That's not necessarily at the moment that he took the pick. They're just kind of celebrating, whatever.
And by the way, it's a fifth round. Even if that was dead on, right?
Yeah.
It's still a fifth round pick. Who's doing cartwheels for a fifth round pick? Nobody.
It's funny too. You say video, and I say which one because there's an Instagram, one on X. It's all about monitoring these guys in their videos, right? And that's obviously something that we've got to consider with Shador. This guy is almost a bigger than life personality. And listen, part of that is the media's responsibility, though we've kind of built him up into who he is now as well. So we'll see. I wish the best for the kid. I like the fact that he was in Cleveland this week already, that he was doing some things kind of in the community, a little bit under the radar, right? Went and spoke to a high school yesterday. I know he was spotted over at Crocker Park the other day, maybe looking for a place to live. I know he was in the Nike store there. So here we go.
So if you have to rank these four guys, how are you doing it? Because we sat here, and to us, it just kind of feels like if you're looking at it from an analytic and a strategic point of view, it feels like Pickett is one, Flacco is two, Gabriel is three, and Sanders is four. But if that was completely flipped around when the season starts, I wouldn't be shocked.
I would flip your one and two right now.
So Flacco is one.
I think Flacco, I do.
Okay, yeah, why? Do.
Based on his resume, based on his comfortability, based on the fact that, oh, by the way, he led them to the playoffs a couple years ago. And I know it was 1 month. I know the playoff game did not go well, what have you. But I think Joe is still a competent enough quarterback to win that job. That's not to say that Kenny can't do it. And listen, I'm going to be fascinated to see how Tommy Rees does with Kenny Pickett. I've heard things, from people around the league about Kenny Pickett in terms of he really hasn't had a chance. I mean, they really didn't give him, he had no chance in New York, right? It's a pretty small resume in Pittsburgh. I like the kid coming out. Let's not forget, he was a first-round draft pick by somebody, right? Sometimes it takes these guys a couple of years to figure out the pro game, and maybe he's one of those situations.
But Justin Gilbert was a first-round draft pick too, right? I mean, for everyone that's a hit, there's a miss. I'm not saying
– No, look, I got you.
I'm not rooting against any of these guys right now because I don't know who the starting quarterback's going to be.
No, and again, it's a one-year deal, right, isn't it? I mean, unless one of these rookies emerges, and I just think what's going to be interesting and in a Browns way, this is probably what's going to happen, right, is that one of them will go out there. Let's say it's Kenny. Kenny throws that first incompletion, and what are we going to have? The same situation that we feared last year, which is, we want Joe, right? Or if Shador flashes during exhibition games, then is there going to be pressure on them to play them? I think the good thing, one of the good things, Andy, is that the Browns have been through so much, and I think you've got to put your trust in Kevin and in this staff to get it right. Listen, they've had a revolving door at quarterbacks during his almost entire tenure, right? And they found ways to get to the playoffs 2 years despite that. So you got to hope you can do it again.
There are other things that needed to be fixed. They didn't really do anything with the wide receiver situation.
No.
It's hard, again, to look at them and say, okay, we drafted a defensive player with their fifth pick when you only score 15 points a game. Like, that's got to get fixed. You're not even in the same world as the Ravens. You're not – Cincinnati is a mile away from you when it comes to offense. And Pittsburgh, who knows what's going to – and Ohio State fans are going to have their – Browns fans or Ohio State fans are going to have their eyes in Pittsburgh going, that's the quarterback you didn't want? What more do you need to do?
And listen, we're going to be doing that with Travis Hunter now for the next 10 years too, aren't we? So, listen, I think overall, I think it was a really strong draft by the Browns. I don't think Andrew Berry had any choice but to make that trade with the Jaguars, right, and acquire another first-round pick for next year. I do know that an hour before the draft, Travis Hunter was the guy. And so I don't know what the Jaguars – and I know they had talks over a few weeks, but they definitely did something to sweeten that pot to make that trade happen.
At the last second?
Yeah.
The
only head scratcher to me – now, listen, we've talked about the Sanders situation, and that's a whole entirely different thing. I thought the Schlesinger, is that how you pronounce it?
I love his story, by the way.
Yeah, great story.
Love his story.
I just thought at 33, now listen, I think this also underscores the JOK situation, right? And, and the desperate need for a linebacker. The kid looks like a playmaker. I just felt like at 33, you probably, to your point, I thought you could have gone in another direction with either a stout offensive lineman or a wide receiver. You still need playmakers.
I also still wonder, we'll talk about this when we come back, what did they tell Myles Garrett, and was Myles Garrett happy? We saw him on the phone, so we'll hop into that in a second. Tom Withers is in today for Jeff. Again, 216-474-0092 if you want to hop in on the conversation. We're going to get into the Cavs, we're going to talk Kentucky Derby, and of course we're going to talk Guardians a little bit later in the show.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.